The administration of President Donald Trump has proposed a new rule being called the public charge rule. Basically, it would be tougher to be granted legal residence if an immigrant was likely to receive some kind of government welfare. Immigrants' rights organizations all across the nation are calling on people to comment on the proposal by Monday. Steve DeBachman is with Global Detroit, a group which works with businesses who need talent the domestic workforce cannot provide. So what's your concern about the public charge proposal?
Yeah, well, it's much broader than that description of public charge. The rule is actually much broader as being proposed. So this is a rarely used piece of existing immigration law that is fairly obscure. And it has traditionally only been used in very rare circumstances when somebody who is elderly or infirm and has no known support system is coming to the United States. And what this rule will do would literally, steroids is not the appropriate term of how much growth we're talking about. We're talking about a proposal that would impact 22 million legal U.S. residents and 9 million of those being U.S.-born citizen children. And it would, in addition to looking at health care benefits via Medicaid and Medicare Part D, food stamps and housing, not only getting direct subsidies, and these are only people who have been here for more than 5 years who can even get these subsidies, or who were born here, but it would include really an all facts and circumstances based on their income. So the only people not subject now under immigration law, under this proposed rule, would be like a family of four earning more than $65,000 a year. So this is really an underhanded and sort of obscure way in which the Trump administration is trying to curb not illegal immigration, but legal migration. And it would apply not just to new visa applicants, but it would apply to any change in status requests, as well as anybody applying for a green card.
There are these moral questions that we're not going to try to get into today, but I'm wondering, what are the economic implications of this proposal for businesses in Michigan and Detroit?
The proposed public charge rule would really devastate the Michigan economy in a number of ways. Probably the easiest to understand is our workforce and our competitiveness. So with unemployment in the state of Michigan around 4%, we're finding that employers need more talent, more staff to compete. And that hits a whole number of industries. It includes our service sector, our construction industry, agriculture, natural resources, manufacturing, and healthcare, as well as obviously high tech. The areas in which on workforce this would have the most significant impact in Michigan is in agriculture, where 20 to 30% of all our crop production workers are immigrants, in natural resources, where 8% of our workforce are immigrants, as well as our service industries, construction, and healthcare. And our fear is that as 325,000 legal Michigan residents, 190,000 of whom are immigrants and about 135,000 of them are U.S.-born children to those immigrants, will be subject to this rule, that could impact the ability to get the workforce we need. We are a rapidly aging state. We don't do well at attracting new residents from other states to our community and have really relied on immigrants to create the workforce we need for the 21st century.
Why, though, does it make economic sense to accept immigrants who, as the Trump administration says, are going to be needing housing assistance or food assistance or some of the other assistance that you can get from the government? What's the dollars and cents argument for the nation?
So, I mean, first of all, as I said, the rule is much broader than that. So no new immigrant is even eligible for these kinds of benefits for 5 years, but their visa tomorrow could be rejected because we believe them to be someone who may one day need to be eligible. Take my grandfather, for example, Morris Tabachman, when he came from Poland. Now, he ended up creating a very middle-class lifestyle for himself, but at the point of entry, if you looked at his skill set without having a high school education, without speaking English, you would have rejected him under this public charge rule. The Tabachman family has been a part of the Michigan economy for a century now, and we've been huge job creators and contributors, and I think that this rule is going to shut out people like my family, and it's going to hurt our country and hurt our community going forward. But secondly, the rule, as I said, extends to the children, the U.S. citizen children of some of these migrants. So some of the industries I mentioned, the service sector, restaurants, food production, these are jobs that pay such low wages that the children of these working immigrants are eligible for food stamps because they're U.S.-born citizens. And this is going to put immigrants in the untenable position of having to choose to access food stamps, to get a housing subsidy, to put their kids in Medicaid for which they may qualify while they continue to work our fields and grow food for our communities or work in our restaurants or work on construction sites. They're going to have to choose between providing for their children and their future status here as a legal resident.
The federal government has opened an opportunity for anyone to comment on the inadmissibility on public charge rule. Does commenting on something like this really make a difference?
Absolutely, it can make a difference. We know that already there's over 100,000 comments that have been filed. In fact, early versions of this rule that were leaked, which were much broader, have already been curtailed because of some of the blowback that industry and businesses have weighed in. We know that the Trump administration believes it's moving forward on immigration policy to create economic growth and jobs in this country, but their approach has been absolutely the opposite of what creates economic growth and jobs. And so we need businesses to weigh in. We need chambers of commerce to weigh in, and we need employers to weigh in about how this rule in particular is way too overbroad and is going to deprive us of our workforce, is going to just not give us the kind of spending dollars we need in our communities, and is going to cost the American economy.
Steve Tabachman is with Global Detroit. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Lester.